We're preparing for Rosh Hashanah. And last week we talked about Betach Basham Basri. We talked about Betach in having a Ksiv Chim Tev Hashanah Tev Masukah. I want to start with a story that I heard this Sunday night. I asked him, my shrugger told me the story, and I asked him where he takes the story from, but it's a story that has a tremendous lesson, Lagabi Tefillah, and I want to talk about Tefillah. There was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. His name was Rav Nachman Horodenke. I can just give you a little bit of flavor in the sense the power of the story. Rav Nachman Horodenke was the grandfather of Nachman Besselman. His son Simcha married Adel's daughter, which is the daughter of Baal Shem Tov, and then Nachman is the son. Here's a story. This is a story how all this happened. Rav Nachman was proposed a shidduch in Istanbul, Tel Istanbul, and by the chasana, with the chuppah, and then the yichudrum, and then he disappeared. The chasana is not there. So the woman is married. The chasana is not there. They thought somebody, he went out for a second, somebody grabbed him. In the period, they couldn't find him, and it turned around a simpleton into a avelis. And they're looking for him. And a few months later, they find out that Rav Nachman shows up. He's by his Rebbe in Baal Shem Tov Mezibus. So the father grabs his daughter, grabs his whoever it was, and they make this huge trip to Mezibus. And they ask, and they come to Baal Shem Tov time. Look what your Talmud did to us. He married my daughter, disappears on them. What kind of behavior is this? See, the Baal Shem Tov calls him in, and he says, I tell you, under the chuppah, when I gave you the ring, I saw Milo that when we're going to have a baby, and if by childbirth the mother's going to pass away, so I didn't want to kill her. what do I do here? Had a matzah. So he says, so Vashanta says, if you saw something, they just allowed you to see, so share it. We're keeping a secret, tell them. So they called her in, and he told her what happened and why it happened. And she said, if this is what the Ebrister wants, she accepts it. I believe to have a child from a Sosat Tzaddik, she's mukhan to give her life. If that's what the Ebrister wants from her, that's what she's doing. So they married. They were married already. Mazel tov. So that's Sheva Brachas now. Now that exactly works. That is late Sheva Brachas. And Takashi, Baruch Hashem, was carrying a baby. And she kept on davening the whole time that the Ebrister, that she should at least live to see the B'nai. She accepted that the Gzeda by childbirth, she should at least see the bris, and her tefillah was in Skabel, and she passed away after bris. The baby's name is Simcha. Simcha married Feige, and the Reb Nachman is Reb Nachman ben Feige, right? There you go. That's the story. So by the bris, Reb Nachman was saying this. He was crying. He's saying that. He saw them that when she was accepted, and this is the point why I was very thrilled with the story. When she accepted that with Abishta wants, she's going to take it, and Abishta fulfill her purpose and have such a child, the Gzeda was in the battle. And because she kept on davening to pass away by the bris, he tells me the story. My shvager tells me the story. He said, very careful what you're saying. How you davening on the Shoshana? Be careful what you're asking for. And he says,
she should have asked him just to live, and she would have lived.
Oh,
she shouldn't have shortened her own life.
Yeah. So she thought she was gaining 8 days out of it to see a baby of innocence. But in fact, it was this battle. And the person says things, you know, if you learn Shulchan Aruch, there's a lot of, and when we daven on Rosh Hashanah, there's a lot of punctuations. You have to be careful what to say. Like you say lechaim, not lachaim, because lachaim can sound like lechaim, and Rosh Hashanah. We're very careful to say things the right way. So my shvug is busy with telling me how careful it's speaking and speaking, right to speaking. And I said, I hear you, but I hear a whole different lesson over here. And that's why I want to share this with you. When we daven, we're asking Hashem for something. Ask what you need. Like, why did she limit her request to something less? I mean, obviously she had chashbeinus and who's in her dagger to accept it. But I think that the reason why she wants us to know the story is when you daven to Hashem, ask for what you need. And especially what we learned in the last class, that when we go, Betach B'Hashem V'Asei Tev, the betachon that Hashem has given us in all the areas of Bani Chaim, Zene, Vichet, is because we want to say Tev, we want to serve Hashem. So why are we saying, you know, people make this mistake and they think to themselves, oh, this year we had a break. A year it was this good part, this bad part, the worst part. You know, if Hashem would take away this bad part, I can live with everything else. And suddenly, you're not asking for good, and more good. You know, good is good and better is better. Right? I heard this from the Rebbe. He said, good, best is best. If you're asking for good, ask for good. What can give you everything. Give you born the children and not some children. Higher life and gesund life. Why should a person, and this is, and why does she want to have a baby? Because she wanted to fulfill a purpose. That's the lesson I got from the story. And then I want to talk about tefillah. So from there, I thought, instead of talking about betochen and tefillah, and this is some of the stuff we learned last year, but we can have definitely a refresher. And to understand with davening, the power of tefillah that we have, and to use it. And Rosh Hashanah, let's start from the page number one. What is Avodah of Rosh Hashanah? The Avodah of Rosh Hashanah is Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. We have to accept Hashem as a king. And that's why Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imre Lefanai Beresh Hashanah Malchi, say for me, Malchi Zecheronis HaShefers. That means, you know, Musaf, we say Psukim of Malchi, of Hashem as a king, Zecheronis, Hashem should remember, and Shefers, and Psukim of Shefers, then we blow the Shefers. So the Gemara says, Malchi is, why does Hashem want us to say Psukim of Malchi? So that I should become a king on you. And that's what we spoke about. Everybody was here. That there's a king and there's a dictator. There's a king and then there's a Moshe. A king accepts to be a king after the nation asks him to be a king. And then the king is very much involved with the nation to make sure they have everything they need. That's about the tefillah. That's when we say to Hashem, I accept you as my king and I want to be your avid. That's the whole thing. Rosh Hashanah. Now comes the tefillah. Hashem, ask Hashem for the things you need in connection of being a Hashem's servant. And there should be a good zechar and the teva. And by my how you get it done through shayfar. So the mitzvah of tkiyah shayfar or shmiyah tkiyah shayfar. And that's how we do it. Okay. So let's look at the power of shayfar and the power of tefillah. Yudim v'Rabbi Nachman Pasach. This is a medrash. He says like this: the pasuk says, "All Elokim b'sruah." The pasuk says, "Hashem Elokim rose up b'sruah." Elokim is the name of Din. Hashem is the name of Rachamim. So it starts out with Din and it moves into Rachamim. B'kil Shefer, b'kil Shefer. So that's how the medrash explains it. B'shosh Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yeshev. When Hashem sits in Rosh Hashanah. And he was every oylak. He said, then he goes on the key sound on the key of din, right? Because so he's b'din who oylak. So goes up b'din. Matam all elokim b'sruah. So now Hashem is looking at the world with din. What's din mean? Hashem judges how a person had last year, and that's going to reflect how we'll have next year. How b'vishal she is talking about unless you're saying we're taking the kodesh baruch hu when the able we didn't take a shayfer, and they blow for the able the shayfer oymed mikisi adin. Hashem is saying this. He stands up from Kisi Adin, and he says, "Down Kisi Rachma." Hashem bekele shefer. Hashem bekele shefer. Mesmal aleim rachma. Hashem is filled with rachma on the yidden. Merachim aleim has a chmonos and a behayfich aleim midas adin larachma. He must be bekele shashvim. So this is what Taylor teaches us. You know, everybody's busy talking about Rosh Hashanah, and everybody's busy saying things, whatever they're saying. And I'm sure everything. I hope everything is right. But this is a medrash. The medrash is saying that last night I gave a class. So one of the girls talked about the rachamim comes by day. Monday night starts out. I gave the marshal this week. If a businessman has a big business, he wants a big business. He wants to buy and sell. Once a year, he wants to make sure he's making money. He's making the business. He's in business for profit. So why? He wants to make sure he's making a profit. So once a year, he makes an accounting. He stops what he's doing. And he counts up how much inventory he has, how much money he has, how much bills he has. And he puts it all together to find out if his business was profitable. Does he want to do the business next year or not? That's his real question. When he's making this inventory, his desire to have the business is in limbo. It's hidden. It doesn't want it anymore. That's what's going on Monday night. What's going on Monday night is Hashem's desire to have the world from last year goes up. And that's what it says. In other words, the Malchus that was there from last year goes back to the source. And that's why the world is that sort of in a faint. That's why you say Tilam at night. And in the morning, when you get up and you blow Shofar, that's when the Rachamim, so that's the starts in the morning, starts out with Din. But then when we blow Shofar, Hashem is Mal Rachamim, and we gives us what we're asking for. So we're knowing this, we can go into Davin in a way that Hashem wants to hear our tefillah, and Hashem wants to give us a good year. And I've been talking, so we have to do what we have to do. We have to be Mekabel Hashem as our king, ask Hashem to give us a good year in every area that we need to have a good year in, and then to know that Hashem is Merachim Alein, Din Rachim, and Hashem turns over the Mitzvah Mitzrachim. Where the Mitzvah then agrees, what does it mean that we're going to have Rachmanus on it? Why because Shefa, the second bullet point, because we're remembering the Akedah Yitzchak ben Avram, and Hashem considers it as if we went on the Akedah. So you see, Akedah meaning we give away our Ratzon for him. So it's interesting, right? So our Akedah, we give our Ratzon to him, and we blow the Shefa, we remember that. Now look at the Sephorno. We're talking about Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Simcha does not mean Hayulah, Simcha does not mean frivolous. Simcha means an inner happiness to know that Hashem is your king, and it will have a good year. The Sephorno writes on the Pasuk of Rosh Hashanah, he writes, Zichron Tzuras Melech Bo, Melech Bo Yegilu V'Malkom, Ka'omre Harninu L'Elokim V'Zeinu Riyu V'Zeb Midas V'Y V'Tnei Yesa Yeshiv Oza Kisei Din. Ken Moshe Boko, it starts out with Kisei Din, Ka'omre Tikam Chayi D'Shefa, Bekas Nim Chaginu, Ki Chalki Yisrael M'Shef Yaakev, Ro'oi Lonu L'Smeyach Oz Yesa, we have to be very happy Ashu Malkeinu. We have to be happy because Hashem is accepting to be our king. Sheyate klafi chesed, and now he will be later. He'll lean over from din to chesed. V'yiske yisano v'shafto yisano, and he will find us with the schus when he judges us. This has to be in the mix. Yes, there has to be this. There has to be this understanding. It's a yem hadin. Yem hadin means there's a cheshbon to be made. What cheshbon we have to make? Just make a cheshbon that when areas that we weren't so proper in Kabbalah, we have to fix it. And we're going to fix it. And we're going to accept Hashem's kingship. And then we have to know by doing that and blowing shayf, Hashem is going to give us it is. Now, to punctuate this, look what it says in Halacha. If you open up a Shulchan Aruch, if you want to resolve anything, you have to look in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch has a final say. You find the Gemara, you find the Medrash, you find the Drush. Wonderful. It's Taylor. We find something, halacha means that this is the way it's psak din la halacha. Says the Torah, the reason why we dress and we act on Erev Rosh Hashanah the same way we act on Erev Pesach, the same way we act on Erev Sukkot and Erev Shavuos. It's a Yom Tov. So he says, Api Ahmed is the mess, Amr Bissim, Ksiv, Mi, Kimi, Ge, God, Love, Again, Begir, Achini, Begir, Shu, Amen. If the Chini, Begir, Shu, say, Eze, Umak, Umazu, how this nation sheedas a fear shelalaka kiddush mitzvah zochum. How amazing is this nation that knows how their Hashem works? The minogish shelalam, the worldly way of doing things, is sheshli adam sheshli. The person has a din leivish b'shchedim. He puts on dark clothes, black clothes, misatav b'shchedim, and he garments himself with black clothes. And the god is zekonei, and he grows his beard. Doesn't cut his nails if he doesn't know how his din is going to come out. So a person going to din, people are watching, people get very, very somber. They we put on white clothes, we take haircuts, we take nail cuts, and we eat and we drink, we're happy. Why? If he say yodin shakadosh baruch hu yasel lahem nes. I think these are words that we have to know going in together with the seriousness of the day. We have to always remember and this the Torah writes the halacha. That's the reason why we take a dress Yom Tov Dikar Rosh Hashanah. And that's the reason why we give out a nice food in Rosh Hashanah. Everybody eats very good food, Baruch Hashem. They should get better. And what are you making a party of it? There's a big din going on. How do you know that this is going to come out? Why aren't you concerned? Oh, because we know Hashem is making this. If you're naked, the sap of the chav of yom, that's why Erev Hashanah we bathe and we clothe. But the heart of the smarter Hashanah and to give a lot of portions of Rosh Hashanah. And the Taz on the bottom, the Taz is the what explains the Tur. And he writes it in the words that we use. Atam b'tur l'harais on the betuchim that we want to show that we're betuchim by Yisbarach sheyetzei l'tzedek mishpatenu. We have a tocha Hashem is going to give us come adim, we'll come out to tzedek, and we're going to win, and it'll be rachamim. So just look around the shul, look around people how they're dressed. You remind yourself, and you see everybody's dressed up to tzedek. You ask yourself, why is it what's going on? You see adim. So remember the halacha. The reason why this is happening, says the Shulchan Aruch, not because we're frivolous, not because we want to pick a mood up, but actually this is an expression of B'tachan that Hashem is going to give us, like Siva B'chassim B'teva, the Shana Teva M'suka. Now, if we go to Davin, we'll turn over to page 2. I think it's important to remind ourselves in B'tachan. And this is the foundation of anybody's B'tachan. B'tachan, foundation is not because not only because Hashem is a rachamim, and not only because of everything that we learned, the seven reasons why we bring the betachon Hashem. Betachon is a tzivui. Hashem commands us to daven. Hashem commands us to trust Him. So when we're doing it, we're actually fulfilling Hashem. Because how much better could it be that as we're asking Hashem for a tzivach simateva, and we have betachon what we're asking, we're actually doing what Hashem wants us to do. We're davening for it, and we have betachon. So we're doing it the way Hashem wants us to do it. If you're going to daven the way Hashem doesn't like it, well, okay, Hashem understands. Maybe you got it wrong. But the point is, how much more powerful your tefillah be when you're davening in a way that Hashem wants you to daven. How does Hashem want you to daven? So look over here on the top, and the tefillah from Taflam Gilbert explains, and also the Shainim. He writes like this. B'sheris mitzah tefillah. Yes, machlekes. The machlekes between poskim if mitzvahs asid medraisa or medravon. There's a machlekes if tefillah is the rice that rabban. But he says, but
in the middle of the page,
the first bullet. V'inirei v'meri mitzvahs most who count mitzvahs to find out if it's a mitzvah or not. Hello, the tefillah b'chayim v'nusach tefillah medravon. The actual nusach and the fact that that's every single day is the rabban. Ach, and then that switches right now back to the rice. It means it's menatele. It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah in the time of time that she's tackled over when he needs something. A person finds himself in the tzara. Who today doesn't find himself in the tzara? Oz he mitzvahs asay midoraisa she tzivano Hashem yisbarach bazeh she yivakesh adam zeh mimenu yisbarach levad she yishin ozeh. So what's happening? We're going now into Rosh Hashanah, and we're going back into and the Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tov, and we daven to Hashem, and we daven with Yireh because we have to go Kabbalah from Ma'aser Ma'im. We daven with Simcha because we know Hashem is going to make Neitzah our Adin LeRachamim. But we have to also remember when we daven, we're actually becoming a mitzvah. What are we saying? We're saying that Hashem, you commanded me. And when I need something, when I have a tzara, I should ask you alone for what I need. Right? That's Rosh Hashanah. Put everything on the side. All the questions of Ishtadlis, how you know this and do this. It's like every morning. What happens on Rosh Hashanah if it's brought in the svarim? Rosh Hashanah is called Rosh Hashanah, the head. Doesn't get Chiz Hashanah. It's not the beginning of the year. It is the beginning of the year, but it's not called the head beginning. It's called the Rosh. Why it's called the Rosh? Because a Rosh has something more than a beginning. A Rosh, the life of a person, all the nefesh, it goes into the mayach. The mayach is the center where all the life of the nefesh comes into, and from the mayach, it distributes each specific limb the koyach that it needs. So the eye gets its koyach, the hearing gets its ear gets its koyach, hears its koyach, feet its koyach. So the reish has all the koyach for the whole body, and from there it gets distributed in each one its measure. That's why Meir Shalt Alev, because even the heart gets its life from the Meir. So Rosh Hashanah is the same idea. At Rosh Hashanah, we draw down the life for the whole year. Harut Filois draw down, it's in a hidden way, it's in a general way, it's in a way that, like in the head, everything is there, and then every single morning we daven to ask Hashem, what we're doing is, now Hashem, that you gave me a Ksivach Simateva, you gave me a Reish, I have to now draw this, like drawing the eyesight into the eyes and the hearing into the ears. I have to now draw down that koyach that I got at Rosh Hashanah into the day. And that's what we daven every single day, because every single day there's a level of judgment. Rosh Chodesh is also a level of Rosh. So the point is that when we go to daven Rosh Hashanah, we have to know what's going on over here. We're asking Hashem for the whole year, and we're bringing down Hashem as a king and giving us bracha the whole year. Every single day, we spoke about many times. You get up in the morning, we daven, because we know we have to draw down now. We have to ask Hashem to give us what we need for the day. First, you have to daven. First, you have to recognize that whatever we get for the day is coming from the Eibishter. After we daven and we got it from the Eibishter, then we think, okay, which shtadlus does Hashem want us to do? And people do it backwards. People right away, oh, get up in the morning, go, I'm going to speak to this guy, speak to that guy. And once they have it all set up, then they go to daven. It more or less, that's how people work. How do I know? Because that's sometimes I work. Because they try to push you like that. Shtadlus, mistake. You have to begin daven. First, make sure Hashem is giving it to you. How do you make sure Hashem is giving it to you? Because Hashem says you need something, ask Him. So, Fakir, if you're doing a status before you're going to ask Hashem, you're making it sound like you have something you can do without Him. So, you have to establish it's not like that. So, Rosh Hashanah, the focus, no status going on. Everything is Hashem is going to give me a good year. I'm davening for this. I'm davening for this. Later, we're going to do after Yom Tov, we're going to talk about which status Hashem wants me to do. So that's what he's saying over here. When a person needs something, he has to know that his asking for it is a mitzvah asay. You're not asking because you have an ability to ask from the king. The king wants to hear from you. The king wants you to ask him. So ask him. And if you don't ask him...
What's the name of the mitzvah?
Tefillah. Okay, so look at the bottom. Look at the bottom here. And then he speaks about that. This is what the moon really means, because when you're davening, the biggest exercise for the moon is davening, because he's saying, yeah, I have a mind, the only thing is the one thing, give it to me, and I'm asking him first. So he says, Mishashia mitzvah, Mashagdam, to come from Katevis, Abrachas, Hitlub, and of the other people, Lossam, the Tevis, Babam, says the Chinuch. It's mitzvah Tov Lamed Gimel. It's this 433, according to the Chinuch's counting of mitzvahs. And he says that this mitzvah, since Hashem's bracha comes according to what a person does, the table of Avraham Kasher Machshav Esam Va'Odin Akel Shabraham Kapat Be'Tevasim V'Dichem Asifam V'Esayim Be'Karshav Zakim. So Hashem gives us mitzvahs through which we can get brachas. Now, Be'Diyam and Peshti, Be'Diyam, and he told them Gam Kain U'Pasach Lam Pesach. Hashem opened the door for everybody. Ba'Ashay Yasigu Kol Mishal Esayim L'Toyv. What's the door that Hashem opened up? They should ask the Eibishter, because the Eibishter has the ability to give everything that's missing. And then He will answer them from Hashemayim to all those who call out to Him.
I'm sorry, but we're proclaiming Hashem King. You're saying actual tefillah with the word. Like, when do we have that personal time to ask?
It should be looking in Magza, it's full of it.
You're allowed to say it also,
but you're Magza.
Insert our personal feelings.
First of all, in the places where you're allowed to talk, you can say what you can say also. But when you come to Zechem Lachaim, but Sefer Chaim, Bracha V'Shalom, you can insert something you ask for if you want to answer, or you can keep to the text you have it in mind, and then later when you're saying after the Chazan, there's so many places where we say Yiratzin, and we ask Hashem during the Kiddush Shofar, you're accepting Hashem as a king. All those are moments where you can have your personal own tefillah talking about. And he says. Besides thanking Hashem, Hashem wants us to use and ask, always ask from Him all the needs of all chafzaflim. And obviously, and the third bullet point of this is that this, besides getting what you need, you're also exercising your munah and Hashem's ability, Hashem's malchus, that He's the only one that can do it, and nothing is stopping you from doing it, and that's why you're asking only Him. Okay, so I'm sorry I had to cut it short. I had a little thing that came in that I had to cut short the class. I have 5 more minutes. I want to just read a few more in Yonami about tefillah. So you have over here, there's many more places. I just pointed it out to you. But this is that there is a machlekes whether tefillah is a deraisa derabanan, but that's only about the nusach. It's only about if you don't need anything. Everybody in this room doesn't need anything, so we're good. If you need something, Hashem, you have a mitzvah as a deraisa to ask for it. So, okay. So if you want to give a look, this is a fresh memory, but I think it's also will help you go into Rosh Hashanah with understanding the power of tefillah. So. There's a Gemara in Brachas. The next piece, the next bullet point. Amar Rav Chama Rav Chaninim. Ra Adam Sheispal V'Lein Nenef. A person saw that he davened and he wasn't answered. That's not how close, but many. One is too many of older women who needed a shidduch and they're davening and davening. We're talking about how do you daven, and he hadn't been answered yet. When you davened last year and davened the year before. And every person has it, whether it was 1 year, 8 years, whatever it is. If a person who davened last year and didn't get it, how could he have his chachas to know that he can daven this year with a whole new way? So I think, first of all, every day you can daven fresh because every day is a fresh day. But Rosh Hashanah, like I said before, Hashanah is a whole new rotz in the blucha. When we call out to Hashem to be our king from the depth of our hearts, we make a new request from Hashem. To change our life for better, and we change our life closer to Him for better. So suddenly, the ratzon to be your melech changes. We have the disconnect from last year. You got to leave go of last year. You got to forget about this. You have to remember what happened last year. Zemuna, whatever happened then is gone to the table. We don't understand it. We accept that whatever happened was the table was a hidden tape. This year, Hashem is giving me a revealed tape because this year I'm going to reveal a closer connection with Hashem to Tater Mitzvahs. That's what you have to do. So, in a certain way, we ourselves bring last year's problems into the new year. Because right away, we're thinking in our mind, okay, last year's problems is going to happen this year again because we have statistics. The statistics. We're not doctors, we're not statisticians. We're davening to Hashem, and we ask Hashem to be our king in a new way. So, ask for a new year, and Hashem will give it to you. So, here's the Gemara says, Omer b'chom b'chininne, imra adam shespal v'linnan. If a person sees you davening, he wasn't answered. What should he do? The Gemara says, Yachsev yispal. And if a person thinks, right, I'm not ready. Well, the Abisha tells him, Rabbi Chanan is not saying because they think, they're not giving you good advice. This is Api Taylor. If a person davens, and he brings a passage, trust in Hashem, strengthen your heart and trust in Hashem. Because if you didn't, it says Rashi, kaveh v'schaz v'timish chiyotcha, don't pull back. El chazer v'kaveh, daven. And then look at over here, in the middle of the page, I brought a medrash. Pull your hand back. Yeah. So look, Omer B'chi Rabbi, this is a medrash on this pasuk. Look what he says: "Ksiv kavil Hashem zayin zayin Hashem, have him espal v'chezu or espal daven daven again for yes shah sheyitin b'chol." There's a time we'll get it. A time we'll get it. So don't let the Yitzhak convince you that 1 second. I got statistics over here for so many years. You've asked. Forget this year. There's a new ask. It's an ask on top of all the other asks. You're asking even though you haven't been answered until now. You still have your munna. You still put on the Eved. You do Eved once, and you're making a new effort to connect to Hashem. And Hashem is going to give you a new rutzin for your good year. That's the way it's supposed to happen. Go into it fresh, new, and immersed, and that's how you get what you want from the tefillah. And the Bechlin says later in Mazal Yisrael of Hashrashi that the tefillah was chus mishtane mazal teve. People always think about the mazel. Maisel, mazel in the mazel head. This guy's a shul mazel, and this mazel is like this. The Gemara says, "Ain mazel Yisrael." The Bechlin, one of the biggest tannaim we have. The idea is why ain mazel? There is a mazel, but you can change the mazel. That's the point. The story that we shared before of Nachman, she had a mazel. This is where it's going. He saw it, and he ran away because he saw it was for real. She threw tefillah, she threw acceptance, changed it. So there's an area of accepting. When a person accepts that the Eved the water is down to the table, now you can move on with the betach, and he will give it to you. And here, the Rambam passes this halacha. He says, "Klolu shel David." The general rule is this: La'olam miyitzak adam ala osid love. A person should always daven for the future. We took v'vakash rachem and es rachem for the future. This is what Taylor tells you to do. Thank Hashem for what happened. As much as you can, thank him for what happened, realizing whatever happened until now is the teva, because this is part of your mission in life. Some people have it in a way that they don't see the difficulties and they just slide through life as if they were dreaming. And some people have difficulty, but difficulty doesn't mean Hashem doesn't like you. So difficulty doesn't mean that Hashem somehow is not taking your aveda, fakert, because you have a special aveda and you're going to break through the difficulty. And Hashem gives us, Hashem gives you, Hashem will pay you double, triple, how do you say double, triple, double pay? No, you're going to work on Saturday. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry for having to stop earlier, but you can take this with you. You do have a thing about the right attitude. I want to, on the page 4. Avashol Eimer, Im Kivna, the fact of its fielder, if a certain person in the Kavan is not a fielder, ye hey muftach shet the philosophy in Ishmas.
Why don't you have
a page 4?
What is it?
Yeah, have your das and fielder. I think these are the das and fielder means. Have a das when you're davening, Hashem is listening to you. Davening, Hashem is, you're doing what Hashem wants you to do. When you're standing in front of Hashem davening, don't think you're a nudnik. And you're gonna bother him until you get it. You're not a nudnik. You're actually doing everything you're doing. You can say this. You say to Hashem, you want me to ask you? If you want to give it to me, I'm asking you. And Hashem will give everybody a chesivach, a table, a shanah, a table, a circle.